Question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, extra police will be around Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees today as some students still plan to defy school officials and walk out of class in support of Palestine. The walkout originally planned during lunch was canceled after two Camden County commissioners sent an angry letter to the district superintendent saying the protest was happening during Passover. Students agreed to cancel the walkout and instead planned a peaceful rally for May 20th. But some student organizers say they were not part of this conversation and still plan to walk out this afternoon. Meantime, a billboard in Howell that carries a pro-Palestine message is under fire from state lawmakers who have called it anti-Semitic. The billboard, sponsored by a group calling itself the Voice for Humanity Project, is located on Route 9 and has been up for a couple of weeks. Police note it's located near Lakewood, which has a large Orthodox Jewish population. State Senator Robert Singer and Assemblyman Sean Kane have condemned the billboard. Another town down the shore is implementing a curfew for kids and teens.
In North Wildwood, anyone under the age of 18 will not be allowed outdoors this summer during the overnight hours from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. North Wildwood officials voted to approve the curfew this month. Minors will not be allowed in public, even in vehicles, during those hours from May 15th through September 15th. The curfew also applies to Halloween. For the rest of the year, curfew in North Wildwood begins at 11 p.m. The neighboring city of Wildwood passed a similar curfew last summer. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Meantime, a summer curfew for kids under the age of 18 starts next Friday in Newark. Mayor Ross Baraka says it was supposed to start a few weeks ago, but was stopped at the last minute.
Because there were a few questions that I had around logistics that we were able to work out. One being, where would kids go when we could not, in fact, find their family members?
Young kids would be brought to the city's re-engagement center, where social workers and police would bring kids home. The curfew will start weekends and move to 7 days a week once school is out in June. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Today will be very similar to yesterday, hopefully feeling less chilly and less brisk once things get going here. Mostly sunny skies, dry weather, highs this afternoon around 60 degrees. Tonight will be clear and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. You might catch some sun early tomorrow, then clouds fill in. We're back to around 60. Watch for a few rain showers to develop tomorrow late afternoon into the evening hours, warming up to around 70 on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro, the go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all your favorite sporting events. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro and online at firesidegrillandbar.com.
Right now, Rockaway 47 degrees. It's 48 in Franklin, Beach Haven 48. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.